Hello, everyone. We're happy to be with you in a workshop once again, a very special workshop. These are the steps for making a covenant in the group of 10 people. This is a limited group where we cannot run away anymore from the important work that our ego, our nature, always like a donkey, tries to escape that work for anything other than that. And we try to put it into a place where it has to bring us crops and plum and benefit to our life. And therefore, our teacher, the Rabash, he writes, "We have gathered here to establish a society for all who wish to follow the path and method of Baal HaSulam, the way by which to climb the degrees of men and not remain as a beast." So the first question is, what is the foundation of the society? What is the foundation of establishing a society? Go ahead. And do it quickly. We have established such a society.
All right, I see pretty much everyone answered correctly that the foundation of the base of the society is bestowed upon the Creator. This is the final goal for which the society was established. Of course, there are many conditions for that, and degrees which we need to attain along the way. However, the foundation is the final goal. It is also written by Rabash, "We've gathered here to establish a society where each of us follow the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator. And to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon men, which is called love of others." So the question is simple. Why? First, we have to bestow upon men. Why can't we skip straight to the final goal? Why along the way we have this obstacle? Yes, this world with all its problems, all the things, all the hate towards the others. Well, maybe with the Creator I can get along. He's great. He's the source of life, one force, none else but Him. With respect to Him, I can subjugate myself and everything. Why do I need along the way specifically to reach Him through the love of others, love of men? Why should I? So the question is, why first I need to bestow upon men? Well, so we receive an explanation from the wisdom of Kabbalah about the fact that once there was one kli, and later on it broke into pieces, the screen broke, and in each and every one there are sparks. And the spark that is in each and every one, should he long to reach its root, then one feels that he is attracted to a place where he can realize himself, that spark. Because the spark is higher than all of the desires in this world. Thus, it brings men into the right society. And then we are told by the Kabbalists that should we collect those sparks together? Well, if we attempt to collect them together, by doing so, we can reach a state so that in the connection between them, the place for the revelation of the light of the Creator would be revealed. So the question is, in what is the connection between all the sparks, if in each and every one there's a spark? Israel called Yashar Kel, straight to the Creator, meaning it has a root, which a spark that longs for its root. So when such people are gathering, in what is that connection between their sparks? Please. All right, so I'll ask. Love. It is said the following, that those sparks, as it is said that in everyone there's a spark, it is the broken screen. The screen that used to connect us exploded, and in everyone there's a spark of that broken screen. So how can it be that we will collect those sparks and connect them? There's certain work that we are capable of doing. Are we capable of concluding it? How do we come to a conclusion so that we'll have a complete screen? How will these sparks, how are they connecting? We're gathering the sparks together. Yes, we're trying to bring them close, near to one another as much as possible. And they constantly want to run away from one another. Hatred we discover between them. Yeah? So how, nevertheless, we are succeeding in connecting between them? What action is needed here? Our measuring to the spark's closeness.
How do we call that period of time of our effort to gather all the sparks together? That's the question. How is that period of time called where we try to gather all the sparks together into one masach, into one spark, one big spark? Go ahead.
Through exile. Very simple. Well, so it turns out that we are collecting all the sparks. We attempt to collect all the sparks, and then we are incapable of connecting them, because who are we? Yes, we are only attempting. And then we need of help. Then, according to our efforts, comes the Ladat Reform, and connect those sparks together into one spark or one screen, and then we are rewarded for feeling in it the bestowal. Meaning the force of bestowal is a mutual force, not individual of someone, rather a mutual force. Hence the matter of Minyan 10 is very important. So, the question is as follows. Oh, it is written. It is written in the Zohar specifically. How good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. These are the friends as they sit together inseparably. At first, they look like people at war, wishing to kill each other. We're speaking of the masters of the Zohar. Then they revert back to a state of brotherly love. So the question is, how will they come to such hate? How did the students of Rabbi Shimon, who wrote to us the book of Zohar, among them, by which we have all the theory of the secret, as they knew the Creator, they wrote in such way about all his systems, how come they were in such hatred towards one another that they were capable of doing a war that wishing to kill one another? How do we come to it? In what state? In what period? When? Seemingly, it's a state along the path we need to go through. How will we come to such hatred? The mountain of hatred. Please. How do we come to the true hatred, the revelation of the hatred, the spiritual unity, and of it, on top of it, we have to unite.
That's the only thing we have to rise above. There is no other hatred. The hatred which is revealed between people, is it the same hatred that the authors of the Zohar felt when they wrote the Zohar? You can let someone else speak.
I didn't hear the question.
The hatred which is revealed in humanity, is it the same hatred we're talking about which erupts between those who work and worship the Creator, between those who want to reach adhesion and equivalence of form with the Creator? Daily life.
Meaning the work in exile, as we are calling our efforts to unite the sparks, Pitom and Ramses, the work of Egypt. When we want to unite and we are incapable, it brings us to a state where we see that we must reach the light that reforms. Yes? And only among those who are constantly trying to reach love among them, that is where they discover hate between them. When did the people of Israel discover hatred? At what period do they discover? What period of development do we come to hatred?
The friends are implying when we were as one man with one heart. The friends are implying
that's still ahead of us, so go ahead. The question is, in what period of our development, spiritual development, we reach hatred?
Can you hear me?
He who wants to, on the screen there also the questions appear soon.
What you said already.
All right, I'll say instead of you. Hatred is revealed at the end of the exile, Mount Sinai. Yes? At the end of the exile, conclusion of exile, when we tried all the way, as much as possible, to unite, and we see that we are incapable. We put our hands up, yeah, his hands to the Lord, and then we come to a state when we are ready to go for the lot, just in order to win over the hatred. And then we've been through states. The first state was when we understood that we need to connect and come to love. Second state, that instead of love, we've come to hatred. Yes? So how do we move on through the path, skipping the stage of hatred, in order to go through it and reach love again? And here we come to the aspect of the pact, the covenant. So what is written about it? I had something here. Well, it is written. You are standing here, all of you today, indicates that all of you are entering the pact, the avut, the covenant. What is the avut? In what? The mutual guarantee. In what is the connection between us that we are entering this pact? It is written, you are standing here, all of you. Rashi says that you are entering the pact, all of you. Meaning that everyone entered the mutual guarantee, the pact. So these are Rashi's words. So why? Why now do we need a pact? How is it helping us? Please. Why shifting from love to hate and from hate over again to love, but to true love? Why along the way, as we are in hatred, we need a pact?
The Rabash writes, the two people who love each other, if they understand that love for some reasons can be broken and they don't want it to influence the connection between them, because the corruption doesn't come like in our world from everyone doing unpleasant things to each other. Rather, the corruption is revealed because nature is playing with us, where our will to receive, our ego, constantly grows. And therefore, although today, let's say, we are in a covenant, everyone in his group of 10 people, he is making a pact with the others in order to support them, to strengthen them. Tomorrow it can be broken down. It can be weakened, ascends, descends. And the covenant helps us to be in the states of descent, like in an ascent. And even if something in me today is not so burning, I nonetheless try to support myself in a way that I give mutual guarantee. I support everyone else, although I don't have the same emotion as I had before, an emotion of love, but the commitment remains nonetheless. This is actually what the covenant is. And therefore we say that the covenant is above reason, above the emotion, even above the understanding, above any excuse that can be. I simply hold on to the covenant, to the contract that I have signed to, and I keep on with it no matter what happens. So the covenant, this is something we make between us. Now, What does it have to do, this covenant between us, to our covenant between us and the Creator? We have a covenant with Him. There's another covenant, right? Between the people, between the nation, and the upper force. So what is the connection between those two different covenants? Go ahead. What do you think? Don't be afraid. Guess. Together. Through the center of the connection, this is where you will find the answer. Search for the... Well, it's a truth.
Accept it in his office. He's a lawyer. Meaning we create a signature.
Meaning we have to reach a state where the covenant between us and the Creator will be the same thing. As written, man and a wife, the Creator is between them. Meaning he is between them. He signs that whatever we decide, whatever we want to happen, will happen. So this is the connection between the covenants. As we were saying in the beginning of the workshop, that the foundation of the society is the final goal that we have to reach. So the covenant with the Creator that we want to reach, no matter what happens above reason, we will reach an equivalence of form with Him, and that's actually what holds us too. So in that case, what is the most important work in the group of 10 people that everyone has? Now, to our matter, what is the most important work in the group of 10 people? That this is the first thing I'm thinking of. It's not that I'm running away to this thought or another thought. What is the first thing I have to think of in the group of 10 people? In the group of 10. Okay, guys. Our time is up. It was very nice to feel such great efforts. You are great. Let us hope that we will go through all those states that await us and we will reach our exalted goal. And for the time being, let's sing something.